Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. The single bloodiest day in U.S. history may have happened on the Antietam National Battlefield in Maryland.
On September 17th, 1862, there were 23,000 casualties in just 12 hours to stop the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia's first invasion of the North.
On that day, Confederate General John B. Gordon defied the odds of surviving 5 bullet wounds, thanks to iodine, which doctors didn't know at the time was an antiseptic.
The first bullet from the Union Army hit Gordon in his right calf, another higher up the leg, and then one to the left arm and one to his shoulder.
He fought on until a 5th bullet hit his left cheek, barely missing his jugular vein, and he passed out. But it was the iodine that his wife repeatedly applied to his infected arm that saved him.
Not only did doctors not know about iodine's germ-killing abilities, the germ theory hadn't been discovered yet. So what are the origins of iodine?
To develop saltpeter, an ingredient needed for gunpowder during Napoleon's wars, a French chemist was burning seaweed when he accidentally added too much acid to the ash. It released a violet-colored vapor which he let condense.
That turned out to be iodine, which they named as a new element. By the Civil War, iodine was a standard treatment for wounds, and today it's still used to prevent goiters and other thyroid conditions, as well as a potent antiseptic.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.